You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your girl Mahogany Fawn here for another Tut Tuesday. We are getting into our new series, and we are here with my special guest, Melissa Acob, with Soul Vibe and Energy High. So, Melissa, say hello to the mob crew and welcome.
Hello, crew, and thank you for having me, Mahogany. Happy to be here.
Well, we are more than obliged for your presence to be here as well. We thank you. And of course, the mob crew appreciates anybody that is willing to give us some time to spread their word and their message. But before we get into that, I just want the mob crew to know a little bit about Melissa. So tell us, what it is about Melissa that makes Melissa?
Well, let's see. Melissa is actually, I go by Coach Mel. And just a backstory of like how I became a coach is in 2019, I really just wanted to find more happiness, manifest more money, and just have inner peace. And as we went through the pandemic, it was a kind of a timeout for me because I was a social butterfly to doing nothing. And I really dived down deep about really finding who I am, what made me happy, how to manifest my life. And that really kind of evolved in what I actually do today as a coach.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny how the pandemic opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people doing a lot of things that they didn't think that they would be doing.
Absolutely.
So kudos for that. Definitely a kudos. So with that being said, we are going to go ahead and dive into our interview. Are you ready for question number one?
Absolutely.
Okay, Melissa. So question number one. Outside of the pandemic itself, what made you get started? Of course, we know that the pandemic was different ways of trying to make money, but why this in particular?
I think it was just me trying to find my life purpose. I come from a background of being in the corporate world for over 23 years in construction as a contracts manager.
Okay.
And I really wasn't happy doing reading, and I actually didn't like reading. It was something that just evolved into like just being what I did. And as I, you know, even before the pandemic, I always had some sense in me of saying, what else is there? What else is there in life? Because it can't be me reading contracts and just getting a paycheck, right?
That's right.
And it was like, you know, going through horrible relationships, even difficult friendships, that kind of evolved me like, there's something just not balanced in me, and I need to find out what's going on. I wasn't happy. I was more confident on the outside, going out with friends. I was a person that was giving everybody advice. But when I went home, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So that kind of started me on the journey of really self-exploration and finding what was a purpose of why I wasn't happy. That really was what it was about, not being happy. Having inner peace. That's really what started involved me into diving deep and like learning about myself. Not just being a coach though, just learning about self-discovery and self-development. That's really where it started.
You know, it's funny that you would say that because I believe that the pandemic made a lot of people, you know, kind of hone in on that. Like what really makes me happy? Like what truly brings me joy every day, you know, without hesitation. So that life journey, you know, finding yourself, you know, I think that emulates to a lot of other people, you know, especially outside of the pandemic, because you were stripped of so many things that you were so used to that you didn't have any other choice but to refer to your own, you know, feelings and emotions and talents and skill, honestly. So
and it was in the fear of the pandemic, it just magnified that for a lot of people as well. Like, what happens if I lose my job? What do I do then? And I'm stuck in my home and, you know, there was no other options. There was no jobs that would be available. Everything was closing down. So I think it just started a big fear in everyone. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, even for coaches, so many people came out of the woodwork as coaches. because I wanted to find something to help people.
Right.
And I think that's kind of where I was too, evolving in how do I help people. But I knew that I had to help myself first. That's the important thing.
Girl, that is the key word, helping yourself. Yeah. You can't help anybody else if you don't help yourself. And I think a lot of people understood that during the pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not okay, I can't be okay for you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really important. Okay. Question number two. As a business owner, what are your three top priorities?
Top priorities. One, making sure I have good energy for the day. So my top priority is, well, as a business owner, I'll say this, and I actually just did a video on this. Three things, if you're a business owner, that you need to know. One, you have to have clarity on your goals, okay? A lot of people that are trying to manifest have all these ideas in their head, but they don't have a clear goal path. So for me as a business owner, it was like, what do I want to do? Who do I want to serve? What is my purpose and what is the outcome I want to give to my client? You have to be super clear what you want to do.
Okay.
And then the second thing is why I became a coach is to find out what my limiting beliefs are to make this happen. So as I went through the coaching, I went to a academy. I actually went to school in the evenings until I became a spiritual master coach, was to find my limiting beliefs, because I also took a manifestation coach course. And the course said, if you want to manifest anything, you have to heal your past conditioning, past trauma, your inner child. And I said, heck no, no, no. I don't want to go back down that rabbit hole. But that literally is the reason why we do everything we do today and why we have our, you know, our limiting beliefs. So working on my limiting beliefs of why I feel I can do that and really linking it to the root of the problem. And then putting a strategy plan in place. So a lot of people say, I need to have a strategy plan in place. I said, that's great. You can have a strategy plan. You can have the best strategy plan, pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go into a course about that. But if your mindset is not right and you don't believe you can have it, well, there goes your strategy plan. So those are the three things. Clarity of your goals of what you want to manifest, working on anything in your subconscious mindset that is stopping you from believing you can do it, and then actually taking action into your strategy plan. Those are my three things as a business owner.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you kind of tickled my fancy when you said, the limit, what? What was that?
Limiting beliefs.
What is doubts. That? Just clarity. Oh, so the limiting beliefs is the doubts. Yes, please go into that real quick.
So let's take, for example, where somebody wants to manifest more money, right?
Okay.
More money, but they, as a business owner, and it's not coming. Then you create a lack of having that money. But then you have to look at what's stuck in your subconscious mindset. So the way I look at the mindset is this, and why I became a master mindset coach, is the right side of the brain is your conscious state. It's only functioning 5% of the time.
Okay.
The left side of the brain is your subconscious state that has a deeply embedded habits, experiences, limiting beliefs of what you should and can't do and whatever you were taught as a child, running 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about money and you have a fear about money, that is not your conscious state. That's running 5% of the time. That is everything you were taught about money, which is a limiting belief. Money is hard to get. Money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work 3 jobs to get that money. Money doesn't come easily. All those things you have to heal in your subconscious mindset, because when you're trying to run a business and you have a lack of money or you have the fear, that is coming from your blueprint of how you were raised with money.
Mm.
And that's where your limiting beliefs reside in your subconscious mindset.
Mm. Now that was a diamond. That wasn't just a gem. That was a diamond. I mean, Jesus, I already feel a little pressure off my chest knowing that piece of information. Honestly, wow. That is amazing. Like, whoa. You know, just whoa. I don't even, whoa. Matter of fact, we're going to take a musical break.
Okay.
We will be right back with Miss Melissa Acop from Soul Vibe and Energy High. And we'll be back. Melissa, tell them we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, so stay tuned for more.
Yes. Hey, y'all. Hey, we're back and we are in the middle of my interview with Miss Melissa Acob from Soul Vibe and Energy High. We are on question number 3 after she just dropped a bomb on us. If you didn't catch it, you better go ahead and rewind it because, you know, this is recorded, so you have that diamond at your reach. But we're going to go ahead and continue to dive into this rabbit hole that I'm loving right now. Melissa, hey girl, hey.
Yes. Hi.
We're going to go into number 3. Okay.
Okay.
So question number 3 is, what's something people misunderstand about you or your brand or the business that you run? What is something that they misunderstand?
Well, something that I include in my business coaching is life coaching and also business coaching, but also manifestation coaching. So a lot of people, when they meet me or they see my content, they go, she's a little woo-woo. But people have to understand, manifesting isn't just creating this, you know, spiritual vibration of everything. You are manifesting every single second of the day with what you feel, what you say to yourself, what actions you take, what emotions you have. Whatever you're feeling, whatever you're believing is thrown out like a boomerang and then it comes right back to you. Mm-hmm. So when I explain, like, are you going to, you know, do you want to open your, you know, conscious mindset a little bit and allow the abundance of whether you attach to God or the universe, something bigger than yourselves? Mm-hmm. More than likely, a lot of people will be skeptical and they'll go, well, I don't know. I go, but what if something manifests with you just believing outside of your box? And when that happens, then my clients will start manifesting amazing things. So I think the conception of law of attraction, of manifestation, thinking that it's a little woo-woo, which more in society is more acceptable today if you look at social media on how to use law of attraction. But I think there's also a misconception of how to tap in that energy, because like I just, you know, shared that diamond moment, that is where it needs to start, is, you know, going back to the past and releasing the lack. But then when you do, then so many more amazing things are going to come into your life, into your business.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that, because, you know, this whole manifestation, don't get me wrong, I know it's been around for many, 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 many eons and years, but it seems to have caught fire within this last couple of years with social media and the opening of all these, you know, documents and information that we didn't have access to, or what'd you say, opening of the spiritual eye, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just this movement that has come over the world at this point, well, at least the United States, because, you know, they limit our information anyway. But, you know, that's really been a focal point on a lot of people's lives and trying to, you know, understand the manifestation numbers and things of that nature. But wow, that's crazy, honestly. But I'm with the woo-woos. I am a woo-woo. So I represent the woo-woos.
And I convince non-woo-woos to be woo-woo.
Right, okay? Me too.
When they start sharing their stories is when it's just like, but you manifested that yourself. So I tell, you know, I took a manifestation course. So the first thing is working on your past trauma, your child conditioning, your inner child. That's the first thing. But the second thing is just believing in something bigger than yourself. Yeah. And what do you have to lose to do that?
That's right. That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. I mean, you know, people tend to make it more difficult than what it needs to be.
Absolutely.
But I'm with you on that. Okay. Question number 4. What is your favorite part of owning your business?
Ooh, what is my favorite part?
Now you see why I don't like to give the questions out?
No, yeah. I would say seeing my clients manifest. I'm the accountability partner that I was like, regardless of, because I have a 12-week course, regardless of what happens, I want you to share with me your wins and your challenges throughout the week. And more of them are more wins than challenges. But seeing them evolve from someone who was insecure, not confident, not manifesting money, not having clarity in their business, to just within weeks creating this new authentic version of themselves, that brings me the most joy. That is what it is. that is just helping someone just tap into the energy of feeling good and overcoming their past, their traumas and conditioning of what didn't make them happy, that brings me joy as a coach.
Wow.
That's it.
I'm with you on that. I used to own and operate a daycare a long time ago, and that everybody would ask me, because I don't have any children of my own, but everybody would ask me, why do you do this? Like, why? Yeah. Why would you want to? And honestly, it's that light bulb that goes off. That is my bread and butter. That is what gets me, technically, you know, gets me off. But, you know, that little light bulb, man, that light bulb can make me shine for a whole month. Just knowing that, you know, they finally, you know, tied their shoes. You know, for my examples, they tied their shoes. They can recognize their name. Shoot, they wrote their name, you know. So I'm with you on that. And I think people, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. I think people get that more than people that are not people. But I'm with you on that. That is it's a euphoric experience. It really is.
It is. And it really is when you just, like, every time I end a session, I just thank the universe, like, thank you for an amazing session. And, you know, a lot of people would be like, well, it's also that abundance. But I feel through your passion, not from your passion, through your passion, you will be abundant. So as you're healing, you're also attracting more of those people that need it, even through referrals, whatever it is. But you're always sending out the energy. So as you're sending out the energy of feeling good of what you're bringing to the world, that's sent out and attracts more of people that need it. And that's really how my business evolves every single month.
Wow. I mean, when you have something good, you know, it does sell. But... but it has to be good, you know what I mean? Question number 5. How do you, or did you, handle adversity and doubt when it came to your business? Because like you said, you're a woo-woo, so I'm sure people were a little skeptical of your business. So how did you deal with that adversity?
Well, the first thing is, and I coach a lot of other coaches too, that help people with business, is that you have to work on yourself first. There's a lot of coaches that have not taken the tools or taken the courses to really perfect what they did. But you know, my journey wasn't always just like being a master spiritual life coach and then evolving into a business coach. I took business courses. I hired a business consultant. But you know, when I left my six-figure job last year to be a full-time coach, there was a lot of doubt and instability that went into that. And I really had to dig in deep of how was I going to make it work. But you know what it was?
What?
When I started to really grow my business, was that I was all in for my coaching business. I had to be all in. I was still teetering. Do I need to go back to my corporate job making six figures, or do I do this full time? And when I decided that I was going to give my business 100%, because I believed I would be helping humanity, helping business owners, and doing service, that really just changed everything. And then my business just evolving in the last 4 months into something that I never thought I would be before, making more money than my six-figure job a month. So that's really how I overcame that adversity, was like, be in it or don't be in it. You got to be all in it. You have to give 100% commitment, because if you don't, your energy is sporadic and is going different ways and will never manifest really what you want.
Wow. Okay. All right. Again, we're not dropping gems today, guys. We're dropping diamonds. But with that being said, we are going to take another music break. I'm right here with my girl, Melissa Acab from Soul Vibe and Energy High. We'll be right back right here on the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast on this Turn Up Tuesday. See y'all in just a second.
universal language. Love is the universal healer, and water is the universal solvent. You put them all together, and you have all of life's melodies. Into what he feels is a profound theory. Language. Love is the universal healer, and water is the universal solvent. You put them all together, and you have all of life's melodies. energy, time, water, and sound, how this whole thing unravels into what feels is a profound theory.
Facts right here on this Turn Up Tuesday with my homegirl Melissa from Soul Vibe and Energy High. Melissa, say hello to the mob crew, boo.
Hi, everyone.
You're so sweet. You're like the sweetest voice I've had on my show. Okay, so we are just about almost ready to end our interview, but we're not done yet. So let's see what Melissa has to say about these last two questions, because everything else I've heard has just been phenomenal. All right. You're very welcome. No, thank you. Y'all don't understand. When you do these podcasts, everybody is not a great guest, okay? And 10 minutes can be a very long time if you are not a very great guest. But I digress, because we appreciate everybody on the show. But question number 6. What are some mistakes you wish you could have avoided?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think one of the things is listening to much noise from other people, mm-hmm. and aligning with what I knew was the right step to do.
Right.
So that, you know, there's a lot of noise, a lot of people. So, you know how we talk about limiting beliefs when you're especially like when I was telling my family, like I'm moving into coaching, nobody says like, has this exciting, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you. Like, are you sure you want to do that? But that's also because I was conditioned as a child to like, you have to do certain things this way.
Right.
So I think it's just like standing in your own power and not listening to the noise, because there's too much negativity out there. You got to believe in yourself. So
that's crazy.
More self-belief than listening to the noise, which I wish I would have done more. Throughout my journey, I mean, I've only been in business over 2 years, mm-hmm. and I went full-time, you know, less than 2 years. So
wow.
It was a very fast process, mm-hmm. to really build my business what I wanted to be today. But I had to fail a few times. You know, you have to do all these things that, you know, you think are the right things, but then you learn your lessons from them. So then it just makes you a better coach and a better business person, just a better business owner in the end. So I want to say, even though I had those things I didn't like, it was lessons to be learned.
Right. You know what, honestly, those failures are what shows that we tried, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a lot of people don't want to fail, but you, in order to grow and be a better or be the best, you got to fail a couple of times. You got to.
It's part of business, right? It's part of growth.
It is. It is.
Well, that didn't work, so let's try something different.
Yeah, and I think it toughens the skin, too. I think it toughens the skin. You know, we go into this thinking, you know, things might be just as great. And, you know, you have to learn. You have to crawl before you walk. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of things are new to me. I've never been a business owner before. So my thing was, I graduated, and then I, you know, the woo-woo stuff. I heard a voice saying, open your business. And I was like, well, I'm just going to do this for a couple, you know, $100 a month extra. And then I said, well, if you want me to open my business, then you need to send me the right people to help me do that. And within like a week, I had a client who said, I have a great tax person. That's a lady who did quarterly reports. That person opened up me with my LLC. Then she had a person to help me with my actual annual taxes. And then the day I graduated, the day after I graduated my master accreditation and, you know, being a master coach, I opened my business and I was charging clients to be coached. That's how fast it worked.
Wow.
And then it started small and then kind of just evolved over the last.
That is amazing. And you know what? Those are the types of stories that we like to hear on Turn Up Tuesday. Not only are, you know, we want to give you guys a platform to share your business and, you know, get the information out there to those that may not know, but we also want to make sure that, you know, you get what you need, you know what I mean? And with that being said, you never know where you can get what you need from. So I just think it's amazing that, you know, I was blessed enough to have the platform to share other people's stories, but because I'm an entrepreneur at heart myself, I understand the love and the strength and the struggle that goes into that. And we need to hear those stories. You know, we need to hear, yeah, I was a little hesitant, but something, you know, the woo-woo told me to go ahead and push through. You know what I mean? But sometimes we need to hear that it's okay to listen to the woo-woo in the back of your head. It's okay. You know,
When I talk about spirituality, this new spirituality, and I come from a very strict Christian background, which I walked away from it when I left my house at 18 years old, my parents' house. And then I got back into it just divinely guided. So, you know, when I talk about spirituality, there's two spiritualities. One, the perfect version of yourself that already lives in you, okay? Mm-hmm. But we are stuck in the past trauma, lame beliefs, conditioning of what someone else told us to be, to do, to, you know, however to our life. And then there's the other spirituality of believing in something bigger than ourselves. So if you're open to that abundance, of that stuff coming, of new opportunities, that is the other spirituality you're going to tap into, because that's law of attraction. That's law of guiding what you want, sending it out, and it coming back in. So that's all I think. It doesn't really have to do with religion. Religious, but when we're talking about spirituality, that's energy, that's vibration, that's beliefs, right? There's all different types of things for all different people, but for me, I like to just think like it's just a way of being and a way of doing and a way of allowing. So whoever you attach to, you're just opening yourself and allowing it to come back to you because you believe you're worthy of it.
Right. And that's, like you said, belief. It's not, and I want to say religion can scare people off, but it's really, it is, like you said, it's a spiritual thing. It's not really a religious thing. It really isn't, but, you know, to each his own, to each his own.
Exactly. To each his own. And I coach people who are religious and who are not, and I just open that door just a little bit more so you're not stuck in your box of where I'm just safely being. You have to step out of your box to really open the doors to opportunities into your business.
For sure. For sure. Good words. Good words. Okay. This is question number 7.
Okay.
Are you happy and would you change anything?
I am very grateful every day. So
I like your choice of words.
I mean, that you have to start your day with gratitude, end your day with gratitude. There was a quote that Wayne Dyer quoted. He said, "A change of thought is a change of destiny." So, if your thought is positive and you can keep yourself there, positive things are coming to you. If your thought is negative, you need to get yourself back in alignment so you can manifest what you want. So for me, it's always been to master my energy. When I feel like I'm getting negative, I attach it to something. Where is that emotion coming from?
Right.
Where is that thought belief coming from? And I already healed that, so I can put myself back in check. Like, that's not my belief. I didn't learn that. If it was about money, God's coming in again. I already healed that part of me. This is just me getting back into alignment. But then there's the thing that I always say.
What?
Universe, God, whoever you attach to, universe, you have my back in all things. So if I feel like crap during the day, I'm going to take that pile of crap. I'm going to hand it to the universe. Say, universe, you have my back in all things. If you truly believe that, why would you ever be negative about anything else?
Girl.
Nothing for you. Yeah, so I believe in this. There's nothing that is for you that will ever pass you by. So if you believe in that, right, nothing that for me will ever pass me by, always guided to me, yes, it'll happen. mm-hmm. it opens you up to like so many more possibilities. Like, for example, getting on this podcast, I connected by going through a platform, right?
Right.
I didn't realize I would be on this, but I was like, I'm open to opportunities, and here we are having a podcast. But that is energy, right? That's the energy I send out, and then it has to be returned to you. So whatever energy you're in, positive or negative, you're throwing that boomerang. What are you throwing? Are you throwing a positive, a lack, or are you throwing a positive or a lack of something? If it's a lack, here comes the lack back to you. If it's positive and you're like, I deserve that, here comes more abundance to you. And I feel people are doubtful when it has to be mastering that, but it's so easy when you learn what your hookups are from past experiences and past trauma. So that is finding the root of the problem. When you find the root of the problem, there is no stopping you from manifesting anything in your life. You're going forward. That's all you're doing, because you're leaving the past behind.
Wow. We are going forward. We are leaving the past behind. Do y'all hear me, people? Yes. Do y'all hear me? It's 2023. That's it. Okay? That's it. But you know what? I truly, truly enjoyed the information that you gave to not only me, but to my listeners. Of course, we want to thank the LJDN Network for connecting us. And of course, if anybody out there is interested, you guys can always join the network, LJDN Podcast. We're always accepting new talent. And of course, we're all embracing. Now, before we get out of here, Melissa, you have to tell the people where they can find you.
Yes, so you can find me on my website at soulvibeandenergyhigh.com, or you can find me on Instagram, probably easier to find me, soulvibe_energyhigh. And really what I do as a coach is I'm a business mindset and manifestation coach. So if you're trying to grow your business and you want to get clear on your goals and manifest, let's work together. I actually offer a free discovery strategy call, 30 minutes, of finding what your aha moment of what your mindset block is, so you can move forward and scale your business and have that inner peace.
Well, look at that, y'all. Now, if you guys, y'all know me, if y'all need to find her, you know you can find her on my Instagram too. She will be tagged and she will be noted, all right? But with that being said, Melissa, I'm going to say what I usually say when we end a podcast, and that is, life is a game of tag. Somebody is always it, and that it could be you, like Melissa from Soul Vibe and Energy High. All right, Melissa, we're out of here. Say bye to the mob crew.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you.
And with that, blessings.
You are now entering her world. Welcome to the Mahogany Fawn Mobcast.